Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day I'm
learning
to read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning
to
lean.
Oh, you know I'm learning to lean.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also kindly ask that you stop whatever it is that you are doing. Find yourselves your quiet corner as we prepare to offer your words of encouragement. We also ask that you invite others to join our call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration, as you know, is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be provided by Brother Patrick Medlock. But before we bring him on, we have a single prayer request. Brother Griffin, caller 8185, please state your request. I'm sorry. 1878.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to just give a shout out and prayer for all those who are on the call this morning. My wife and I were in Panama to the kind of my celebrating our 30th anniversary with the prayers for a safe travel back to the United States. And I want to be mindful of all those who are on the call and support this great ministry. And we just want to let you know that we are for the long haul, in for the long haul, to support this great ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. I now bring you Brother Patrick Medlock, who will immediately close us out with a word of prayer following the words of encouragement. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you, Danielle, for your being here, and your being here every morning at 7 a.m. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this ministry with myself and the others that also on their days do their duty, as well as we're thanking everybody on the Blog Talk side of this day in this devotional as you continue to devotedly not only support this ministry with your participation, but also as you spread it to others, and maybe even some of you may even be contributing to it in some way. Financially, we just thank you very, very much. And for those who on Tuesday joined me on my simulcast for on Facebook Live, and Facebook Live is acting a little weird today. I mean, looks like everybody on Facebook can see and hear me, but they can't exactly. I can't see them. I don't see the timer or anything of that nature. So. The only thing I'll do is I'll just go ahead and just speak, and hopefully you guys will just be able to still be able to participate. But sometimes Satan does this type of things with technology on us sometimes. So Godspeed to each and every one that's either listening or watching. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we're taking none of you for granted. And I think if I had the camera lens right, which I can't, see whether or not I did. I tried to show that I'm wearing my Florida State sweatshirt today, not because necessarily I'm a Seminole, although some of the people that I used to minister to in Tallahassee are very diehard Seminole fans and graduates, and I definitely enjoyed my time there and was able to observe the fervor that's associated with it. But I'm wearing it because today is Gratitude Tuesday number 99. And the next time that we do this, which won't be until 2 weeks from now, it will be Gratitude Tuesday number 100. And given that this ministry started as part of my ministry in Tallahassee, not only thought I thought I would wear this today, I'll probably wear something similar, Florida A&M oriented or the like, come on the 2 weeks from now. And I will name it Gratitude Tuesday number 100, 100 Things I'm Grateful For. And obviously, the only thing that I do and skip the preliminaries and prayers and everything, I won't have time to just list 100 things. But this is really a charge to you, a charge to you to do a list of 100 things that you are grateful for between now and 2 weeks from now. Is that a chore that you guys are willing to do? 100 things that you are grateful for. Is that something that you're willing to do? Let me know on Facebook if you are willing to do that. I'm even willing to have some acknowledgments via Blog Talk where you can say, hey, here's 100 things that I'm grateful for, and here are three. Maybe I'll have you guys share that. Share three of the things on your list that you are grateful for, and then we can kind of go from there. Today, the question I have on the floor for Gratitude Tuesday number 99 is, When was the last time you had that ugly, ugly cry? And what was it about? There are people that are on the Blog Talk side that can chime in on this. That would be great. You can push 1 on your telephone and just let me know when was the last time you had that ugly, ugly cry. And if people are still able to see things on Facebook, and I'm not sure if that's happening, then feel free to respond there too. But I'm kind of taking this from the lesson text that I actually preached from on Sunday. This is one of those things that kind of was left on the cutting floor and really wasn't expressed in this way to the worshipers at Gateway Sunday, but we share it in this way for Gratitude Tuesday. In Isaiah 38 and 1, the Bible says, in those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, "Thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. All of us can, at some point or another in our lives, have and do, or maybe even right now, we can identify with Hezekiah and his ugly cry. So, because a lot of times when we are, dare I say, up against it, that's when, you know, you saw that the text says, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed. I don't know what the exact circumstance might have been, whether was he alone when Isaiah gave him the news, and whether he was or was not alone, whether or not he had people dispersed from his presence, or maybe they were there. But clearly being given the news that, yes, you're mortally ill and you're not going to recover, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, like many a times we feel that we are, dare I say, up against it because of death, up against it because of lack of health, up against it because of bankruptcy, a foreclosure, an eviction, a termination or a layoff from your job, a divorce, any number of things can prompt us to be up against it like Hezekiah and let out a ugly cry. I'm going to presume that probably things are not progressing like I was hoping on the Facebook side. I'm not even seeing any additional comments. And so it may be that if you're calling the number, and I see that I guess people are seeing it, I'm in for the challenge, hashtag 100 things I'm grateful for. Okay, so a few of you are indeed able to still see it and hear it, but apparently maybe not respond to my question, because my question right now has no responses on it. So I'm not sure what that's about, but that's okay. The thing I want to encourage you to do is similar to what Hezekiah does when you have that ugly cry, and that is, number one, lean into covenant. If you are listening on Facebook and you can hear it, it's okay if you can repeat the points. Lean into covenant. Put that in your chat box or your comment bubble if that's something that you think has already blessed your life. Lean into covenant. That's what Hezekiah did, because his words, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you now, how I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart, and I've done what is good in your sight." Hezekiah, up against it, leans into the covenant. The covenant specifically that God made back with King David, that ironically Solomon leaned into as he was seeking the Lord's guidance and approval in 2 Chronicles 6:16, when he said, yeah, remember, well, keep with your servant David. Now, therefore, O Lord, the God of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you have promised him, saying, you should not like a man to sit on the throne of Israel, or if any of his sons take heed to your way to walk by my law as you have commanded before God. Now, therefore, the Lord God, let your word be confirmed, which you have spoken to your servant David. He's leaning in the covenant. He's saying, hey, you know, you have a covenant with David that acknowledges that you not only will have a son like myself of David on the throne, but you're going to insist that they heed in your will and your way and walk in your laws. And he's reminding him, I've done that. Can't you bless me? Can't you just give me one more chance? And the covenant that we lean into sometimes will cause God to change his mind, because God will be reminded of his promises. Promises like you and I have that says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Promises like eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and the ears are open to their cry, whereas the face of the Lord will turn away from those that do evil. Those are the type of promises that are inherent in this covenant that we have with our Almighty God, to the point where the ugly cry that sometimes life would bring upon you, sometimes when you feel you're up against it, maybe we need to channel our inner Hezekiah and lean into covenant. And then the last thing would be learn to lament. I've seen it out there where you can, where people have said it, to cry is human, to lament is divine. The idea of lamenting, it's being able to focus your crying less in a way where you're just crying for crying's sake because you're bitter and you're angry and you're really sad and melancholy. But the idea of lamenting, and I think I've talked about this in this forum before, is basically saying, okay, if I'm leaning into covenant, then I'm basically now going to use what they do in the Psalms, where they will complain, they will turn to God, they will complain, they'll make the ask, and then they'll reaffirm their confidence in the covenant that God has given. You'll see that formula in several of the Psalms, like Psalm 37 and several others. You'll see it throughout the whole book of Lamentations that Jeremiah wrote. You'll see it in other anecdotes in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. And you can kind of get a feel for what your lament might look like by reading or either writing your own poem, reading and writing your own dirge as a song, and using those maybe as advanced, or maybe using a poem or a dirge as advanced organizers for your own lament. So the idea of that comes through in the song, Trouble in My Way. Y'all remember Trouble in My Way? I want to sing it, but my voice, I don't think, is going to let me sing it. Trouble in my way. I got a frog in my voice. I'd sing it for you, but I don't have my voice cleared enough this morning to be able to do it. But you guys know the words. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. There's so much trouble. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night. But that's all right, because I know that Jesus will fix it after a while. Then we sing it again, Trouble in My Way. I have to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know that Jesus will fix it after a while. And then Y'all take a step if you're standing, and even if you're sitting, you take a step. And you, when you get to this point where you say, stepped in the furnace, long time ago, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, no, they weren't worried. Of this I know. They knew that Jesus will fix it after a while. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know that Jesus will fix it. I know that Jesus will fix it. I know that Jesus will fix it after a while. Thank you for participating. I'm not sure what the video is showing or and the like. But so it looks like, okay, so if anything, I guess what I must have done is I must have hit start and then hit end. that's horrible. I will direct the people to listen to the Blog Talk video, everybody that was able to listen to it on the phone. And hopefully they'll still be blessed. 2 weeks from now, between now and then, if you have faith, if you have Facebook, then feel free to post your 100 things that you're grateful for, or post at least you did it. Hashtag 100 things I'm grateful for. Hashtag GGG for give God glory. Father in heaven, be with Brother Griffin, who is out of the country doing ministry as he's dedicated himself to do. Please allow it so that whatever needs he has, that they've been met, whatever duties that he has, that he's able to accomplish them, that whatever blessings that he's in need of, that you'll be able to give that to him, both on his trip, on his way home, and when he gets back. Continue to bless us and keep us, because we're all in need of your blessings. We want to continue to ask you to be a blessing to us as we continue to give you the glory and the honor, that which we know that you are due. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.